And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Wednesday.
Yeah, we just the very first Wednesday of the year.
Yeah, being off Monday kind of throws me out of my normal schedule, so I have to look at the calendar. But hope everybody's having a good day. And to be honest with you, I thought we would be a little warmer than we are right now.
Yeah, we've I think we got kind of insulated with these clouds, and so it kind of held the cool air down.
Yeah.
If we'd have had a chance to get a little more sunshine and then the clouds, then we'd have had a little bit more more heating of the day. So I don't know if we're going to break the 40s or not.
Yeah, they're saying 48.
Yeah.
And we'll call that an optimistic 48.
No doubt.
Maybe more like 38.
That's probably going to be the warmest we're going to be for the next several days.
Because we're 35 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. And I guess we'll just take a minute here and talk about the weather.
Right.
Tonight, ever so slight chance of some snow showers. And in most cases, those don't accumulate. Now, in the higher elevations, 3,500 or up, even a little higher, you might see some.
Right.
I'd say the parkway areas will be closed if they've even reopened since earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But for most of us, we may see a few flurries, and there you go.
Yeah.
27 is our forecast overnight low. We'll see sunshine tomorrow and into Friday, but then that's where it gets kind of interesting.
Right.
And I say that word loosely.
For word, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, it's because of the We still have the warmer temperatures still hanging around. Even when I say warmer, we're going to be hovering around freezing.
Yeah.
And so that makes a big, big difference as to what we will see when things start to roll in here on Friday evening, Saturday morning.
Well, and that's your window.
Yeah.
That's your window of bad weather opportunity, unless the forecast changes with the temperatures.
Yeah.
But at right now, of course, we've got a low-pressure system that's going to be moving through the southern Appalachians Friday night and Saturday, and it's got a lot of moisture at its disposal. And we've got a good chance, or a better chance, of a wintry mix with accumulating snow and ice possible Friday night and into Saturday. And the snow you can deal with, you know, I mean, it can be a problem at times, but it's not like freezing rain.
Yeah.
So if we could have our rathers, we would pick the snow. But right now, they're saying rain, freezing rain, and then snow. Kind of all mixed together.
Yeah. I'm thankful the fact that this is probably moving in an overnight period.
Mm-hmm.
So most people will be off the roads by the time that things start to get a little slick Friday night. And so that being said, we'll get a lot of this mixing and then snowing and mixing again Friday night, early Saturday morning, and then turning all over to rain by the afternoon. And so the rain, if it does warm up, will get rid of the ice. And so it's going to be a quick-lived event, I think, you know, probably 12 to 16-hour run Friday night into Saturday probably.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll watch it and we'll know more. Of course, it's temperature, time, and track dependent.
Yeah.
And so how all three of those have to hit just right for storms to affect us. So we'll watch and see, and that's what the National Weather Service advises. Just keep an eye on the forecast. And I think by tomorrow afternoon drive time, I think we'll have more of a sure idea, as sure as it can be, of what might happen. But just kind of tuck that away. If you've got anything to do early Saturday, that would be
kind of the little
that would be what you'd just want to kind of have that you could reschedule if
I was
needed.
Looking out the first of next week, and you know, and of course this you know, we were talking back in the fall that they were forecasting that this, you know, after Christmas, first of the year, we were going to start to see a lot more moisture start to move into our area, cooler temperatures, but a lot more moisture. And we're looking at a pretty significant amount of rain coming in Monday night, Tuesday of next week.
Really?
And so we're talking 80-90% chance, could be heavy at times.
Wow.
Is what they're saying. We're not going to get below freezing Monday night, so Monday night into Tuesday, we could see quite of additional rain, which is continuing to help the drought situation. So we may get all that back here in the month of January.
Yeah,
so,
we're seeing it improve definitely from the dry spell that we had from the summer. Mm-hmm. When did it thunder? You know, we had thunder sometime back.
Yeah, it's almost been a couple of weeks.
Okay, so
because we had those weekend storms. So
yeah,
but we did. I mean, some of the areas, like I was saying last mm-hmm. weekend, when I was over in the mountains of Tennessee, we had some snow.
Yeah.
So you know, it may be true to form. You know, when you hear the thunder.
Yeah.
Like a week or so, when you hear the snow. We saw it. It just wasn't a whole lot of.
That's right. You may have seen it on the news report, not out your window. But either way, we saw it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Some medical facilities are starting to limit visitors because of all the respiratory stuff that's going around.
Oh yeah.
And so if you've got someone in the hospital that if you really feel that you need to visit, one, you need to make sure that you know that you're well. Don't go visiting somebody when you're personally sick. And then you also want to make sure that you've checked and made sure that visitors are allowed.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of extended care facilities, nursing homes, etc. They also, if they haven't, it's a possibility that they will be putting restrictions in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see where UNC Health and Wake Med are restricting young visitors.
Right.
And then the Cherokee Indian Hospital is limiting visitors, period.
Yep.
So just check ahead. And I know
Prisma in Greenville
has
restricted, to only necessary visits.
Yeah.
And wearing a mask, and I think Spartanburg Regional as well. And so you might want to call ahead. I know I was last week with a patient over there in the hospital visiting at Mission. They had not put up anything other than to let folks know that if you are experiencing symptoms, do not come.
Please.
So, but they haven't. I think they're going to start making staff wear masks again in those acute care areas.
Yeah.
Just as a precaution.
Well, it's running rampant.
Yeah. I wore a mask every day for 12 years, so it didn't bother me. I was in a cath lab, so we wore masks all day long.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, it's a occupational hazard.
Yeah.
But when these upticks start to come, you just need to be patient. It's all for the well-being of everybody.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, my hardest thing with the mask was my glasses not fogging up.
Yeah, yeah.
I did get some wipes finally toward, the end of the COVID mask thing that are supposed to keep your glasses from fogging up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The jury's still out on whether I think they worked or not. Yeah. But anyway. Well, at the hospital, at one Connecticut hospital, it was an eventful New Year's Eve / New Year's Day.
Okay.
A Connecticut family, they were expecting twins.
Oh, my.
And they were born just minutes apart, like 3 minutes apart. The interesting thing about this story is not that there were twins and that they arrived just minutes apart, but that the boy arrived at 11:59 on December 31st, and his twin sister arrived at 12:02 on January 1st.
Wow.
So different birthdays.
Different birthdays.
And I'm thinking they had to document that, so it's got to be on their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, okay, just pick one of the. But no, legally, one is born on the 31st and one on the 1st.
How cute is that?
Yeah, they're both doing fine and everything, but got quite a bit of attention. But I'm thinking, 11:59.
I wonder, just hypothetically, just imagining it, brothers and sisters do kind of fight.
You know,
they just do.
It's it.
I can imagine, just in, an imaginary thinking here, all right, which one of us is coming out of here first? brother or sister?
Yes.
I guess the brother won.
He did.
Bless his heart. He'll always tell that story.
I'm older.
I'm older. Yeah. I came first, and it's just always going to be one of those things.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. So.
Yeah, the twins.
Or her heart.
The twins, Harper will always pull that, I'm 2 minutes older.
2 minutes older.
I'm 2 minutes older. Yeah. Let's see. RSV, flu, COVID, and the respiratory virus that lasts for weeks.
Yeah.
And I know some folks that have had a cough for a couple of months.
I'll be honest with you. ever since, I think most of us are going to probably, now I could be proved wrong, and I don't have any scientific data right in front of me to quote, but let me just say this. Most of us who've ever been through COVID at least two or three times or some kind of whatever, I don't think I've ever got rid of that little tickle. Now, I'm just calling it a tickle. Because every once in a while, it's just like I'll get a little cough thing going. It's not that I'm sick or running a fever or anything or my chest is hurting or anything like that. It's just a tickle. And it'll just kind of lead me into a little spasm.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking, is this the way it's going to be? And I'm of the opinion that probably most of us are going to have something related to this thing probably the rest of our days because of this little, well, not such a little thing, but I don't know.
It's something, and I don't know that that we'll ever know the full story and all the effects of it. But I've found that since I had COVID, I catch things much easier.
Oh, yes.
I used to never catch much, you know, a stray bug maybe running through.
And then when that little stray bug comes through, it feels like it knocks the wind out of you. It knocks your feet out from under you. You kind of like, you just feel like you're just winded. And I still haven't got back the stamina that I used to have 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I know I'm older now, but I think that just took a lot of it out. You know, because of the, and I just don't, I mean, I can work pretty good, but not as long as I used to. So I don't know, maybe we'll all have to endure a lot of that. You know, they call that long COVID.
Yeah,
you know, it's long, not like you're actively sick, but you have the side effects of all this for years probably.
And when I went to, when I had the flu and I was at urgent care, she was talking about my breathing, and I'm like, you know, I don't know that I ever really got back from COVID. And she said, they're still. She said, I don't know, and this was from the doctor. She said, I don't know that we'll ever know, you know, the full effects of long-term.
Brother Mark, you're right.
But I'm afraid it lasts more than 4 years.
And it lasts more than 4 years, and you can't unelect it.
Right.
You can't unelect that one, no doubt. Yeah, Miss Amy, two different days.
2 different days in August.
Yeah.
So, and I've heard, you know, one born, you know, one day and the next. I think just the years made it a little bit more impacting. Like, you know, I was born in 2023. Yeah. Well, I was born in 2024.
Well, you'll see that this little boy, he'll probably, when he gets older and recognize the fact that, oh, I'm a year older than you. Only the fact that you're 2 minutes older than me or 3 minutes older than his sister, he's still going to hold on to that year thing. I'm sure.
I have no doubt. You got to love anything that the siblings can say.
No doubt.
Well, let's see what else is going on. I was had this yesterday, and we were talking, you know, I was looking at the forecast and things and cold weather and all of that. And we've talked about, you know, your home and things to do and making sure you got, you know, alternate source of heat and, you know, all the different backups you can have and all that. But your automobile is something else that you need to actually pay attention to. And just like the extreme heat can affect your vehicle, so can the cold.
Oh, for sure.
And they say that some things to remember is to keep your headlights clear and bright. You know, sometimes they get, well, they just get dull. And there's all kinds of kits you can buy at the auto parts store to clean your headlights. But they say it is important to make sure that all the bulbs are burning properly and that they're cleaned. And before you head out in your vehicle, if there's ice buildup or snow, make sure that you clear it. Also, your battery. If you've got a weak battery, it's going to show up
for one
of these cold mornings. You're going to go out there and hit the button or turn the key, and it's going to go, not today. And so it will show up, unfortunately. And you want to just make sure that your battery's good. And then top off your fluids. You want to make sure your antifreeze, you know, you can check it, and it'll tell you how low it's good for, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are ways that you can, you buy little testers that you can, you know. Now, I'll say this for the sake of argument. A lot of the newer vehicles do not give you readily access to like the old style where you could just pull the cap off the radiator and
right.
do it. You got to, you know, you have your reservoir, and I don't know, sometimes those testers don't quite reach down in there far enough. So, you know, you may have to take it somewhere to get it tested, but still.
Okay.
But anyway, it's always good that, you know, to have those drained and refilled, you know, every 3-4 years just because.
They recommended a 70-30 antifreeze to water ratio in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And a 50-50 is fine in the summer.
Right.
That's according to this technician that had this article.
Okay.
And then they recommend keeping your tank, your gas tank filled as much as possible. They say, you know, start looking to get gas when you're about half a tank.
Yeah.
I tend to kind of operate that way anyway.
Yeah.
Make sure your heater and defroster, everything's going good. Your wiper blades, that's something
that's
else.
That's another thing, yeah.
And winter tires.
Yeah.
Well, what is it if you take a coin and you can...
if you see that, I think it's I can't remember whether it's Lincoln's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can see the top of his head, you don't have enough tread.
Yeah.
I think that's the
old
saying.
Oh, there you go. It even rhymes.
Yeah. If you see the top of his head, you don't have enough tread.
It's time to get tires.
So definitely. And probably, I would probably think about getting them before then. Okay? You know, by the time you get to see the top of his head, you're going to have belt showing.
Yeah. And I started to say, anytime, you know, you've got metal showing.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. I even know that.
Yeah.
And they say check your tire pressure because that's something that can affect your traction.
Mm-hmm.
Keep some things in your car in the winter. They call it a survival kit. Now, they can really go overboard. I hate to say it. But you want to be smart and have some things in the car. Flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, some of them even go into having rock salt and sand or kitty litter and medications. And, I mean, I'm lucky to have all that
I think if you were planning a trip, per se, okay, and you got caught on the road in a snowstorm or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, even though you knew the possibility that you could get into a storm somewhere.
Yeah.
Those things would be good to have in the vehicle. But for most daily work distance travel kind of things, you know, I would always make sure you got a set of jumper cables in your car.
Yep, that would be good.
You need to have a good set of jumper cables.
Right.
You need to have a blanket.
That's a good one.
A wool blanket.
Yeah.
Okay. They make these really neat ones that fold up into themselves, and it's got a zipper case.
Oh, wow.
You know, blanket. I've got one. You know, it's got a nylon backing, but also it's got a wool side and a nylon side. The nylon side is actually waterproof.
Oh, that's good.
And so you can, you know, it helps retain heat, but it'll also, if you need to walk or whatever, you can wrap up in it.
Or if you had to get under.
And it's only like in a 16x16 zipper pouch. It zips on itself.
That's handy.
So it's really, really cute and really neat. And so have one of those probably, and, you know, another thing people don't think, if you've got to walk, you know, probably have like an extra pair of socks.
In case your feet get wet.
Just, and you have to change them. So you need to change them.
Yeah.
Just have those kind of things. Plus a little snack food and some water.
Definitely.
Now,
and
if you
have that, I think you'll be okay. A flashlight's
always
good.
Yep.
But just be smart. And I'd say look ahead where you're going to be traveling. Do your homework in advance. And if you don't have to travel in the bad weather, it's probably best not to.
That's right.
And they say if you do end up getting hung in a winter-type storm on the road, don't leave your car.
Yeah.
It's just not safe. They say don't run your car for a long period of time. And if you are going to run it, make sure your exhaust is clear.
Yeah.
That it has a way, you know, because you don't want the carbon monoxide building up in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they say put your dome lights on in your car for intermittent periods of time because it can help draw attention to you if you're looking for some help.
Yep.
So just be careful and some things to think on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
18, 17. Yeah, that could be an issue for them because you're only going to be able.
Hadn't thought of that.
For the one that was born first, you're going to be able to claim that child credit for last year.
Yeah, just one.
Just one instead of both.
By 1 minute.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, you lose a little bit on taxes there.
But you gain it the next year.
Yeah,
but
you get both of them.
Because
you'll get both of them next
year. Goodness, though.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Mercy, mercy. And it's going to be tax time before we know it.
Oh, don't remind me.
I know.
I
Happy
get a
day.
Headache every time I think about it.
We're talking about driving. Want to remind everybody that it began on January 1st. Learner's permits, you now have to have 9 months behind the wheel with your learner's permit before you can get your license.
Wow.
It came back, you know, during COVID, they mm-hmm. shortened it. And did all that. So that is important.
Yeah.
And they also added that when you go to the driver's license office, make sure you have all your documentation with you.
Right.
I think that's one of the biggest things they problems that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something new for this year, a new license plate reader program is now allowable in the law of North Carolina.
Okay.
And it's with the DOT and the SBI. And what they do is they collect license information from license plate readers, and they say that it can be used in a couple of different ways, including stolen vehicles, finding a missing person, locating somebody with an outstanding warrant.
Mm-hmm.
So if I understand it, and I've been through some places where they have readers, like tolls.
Yep.
They've got readers, and also, and then they'll mail you how much your toll was.
Or your ticket.
Yeah, but they tell you the area, speed is checked by, you know, whatever. But so if I understand it correctly, they mount these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And they read the license plates.
Yeah.
And then that information is then sent to whomever it was programmed to.
Wow.
I don't know about that. But that's law in our state now.
Yeah.
And then also electric vehicles are going to have an increased registration fee.
Okay.
I'm in the clear on that. But
I am too.
Yeah. I did see in this article when I was looking about mm-hmm. the cold weather in your car.
Yeah.
They said electric vehicles, you're only going to get, you're going to lose about 30% of your battery life in the cold. So they just wanted you to know that you're going to have to charge it more frequently and more frequent stops if you're planning a trip in the cold.
Yeah, but we're going all electric.
In your electric
vehicle. We're going all electric in our country.
Yeah, we're getting rid of our gas stoves.
Let's go ahead and just get that electric grid up and running.
Yeah, windmills. They work good when they're frozen. Sorry, ask people in Texas how that went.
We, get those hydroelectric plants running again so we can get electricity moving.
Right. Let's make America broke again.
Yeah.
Let's move on. There was in Colombia, there was another earthquake there that they confirmed this past Saturday.
Yeah.
And I know we talked on and off last year about, the different quakes.
Mm-hmm.
They called them swarms because they happen so frequently. There were 29 earthquakes in South Carolina last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
they were all rather mild.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's kind of shaking it.
I was noticing I hadn't made a whole lot of news. Of course, it's still, recent, but the earthquake in Japan.
Oh, my.
7.9, 7, like 7.6 or 7.9. I can't remember the exact number. But it's, said it really affected more coastal area, a lot of older homes that it affected. But there was a tsunami warning, and they were just recovered from the tsunami that happened from an earthquake back 2016, I think, somewhere along in there. And so that being said, I don't know. I just hadn't heard a lot about it making national news with everything else going on in the world. But again, that's pretty significant. 7 point something.
That's pretty and the loss of life, they said, continues as they're now trying to, they've got dogs and rescuers looking for folks. So,
Brother Mark says, I've got pictures in Texas where the windmills, 3/4 to 7/8 of them weren't even running.
Wow.
Yeah. 1st of December. Again.
Well, we have friends that back, in the Texas freeze where, people were literally burning their furniture trying to stay warm because they had this ice storm.
Yeah.
And it froze all the windmills up that were supposedly to be generating their electricity.
Yeah.
And so how do you get, they had to, it was just a huge, huge mess. Most of them had the pipes in their home burst because they had no power and it was below freezing. Yep. It was just a mess.
But what amazes me is that every single one of those windmills they're all carbon based. Even though we're producing supposedly clean energy, they're all carbon based. From the windmill, the fans of it, to the oil that lubricates the engine, to all the different parts of that thing are all carbon based. And so they don't, when they tear up or they break, you ought to see one catch on fire. Mm. It's bad to see one of those engines on that thing, because it's basically a big giant generator, and it catches on fire, and you know you can't put it out, so it just sits there and burns up and falls to the ground. And those blades on those things are as long as this building.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Hard to tell when you see the big.
You can't see them. You can't really put it in perspective until you actually see it on a trailer bed being towed down the interstate. They're as long as this building.
Did not realize.
Oh, yeah.
That.
They're incredibly, and probably almost near as round. They're just huge. And we're gonna get all the stuff out of the ground to make those things so we can have electricity.
Right. And
you're exactly right.
1817.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That eagles and other birds have been killed.
Yeah.
You know, those windmills. I mean, something that big. My goodness.
I don't know.
Yeah. Help us all.
Yeah.
Common sense is no longer the rule anymore.
Yeah. But you got to get the battery from China.
Yeah.
Just got to get the battery. All the batteries come from China. 85% of all of them that go in cars come from China.
I don't know.
I got proof.
I don't doubt you. I don't doubt you a bit. I don't know. Help us all. Come quickly.
They own the cobalt. Do I keep rolling? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
I got to say this.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
No. This is totally a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that we have the Wednesday thing running. Okay,
yes.
It's a common thing around here among the staff.
Brother Eddie is a pastor.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So I kind of joked when we started on a Wednesday, I got him fired up on a subject.
Well,
and I said, it's Wednesday.
And then I have all my, Brianna and Daniel and
everybody
all of us, and they kind of keep it going. I have to say this, okay? It is a thing, okay? But it's not a real thing, all right? And it's just a thing, all right? One reason why I say that is because I don't want people to get the wrong impression that we go fired up into Wednesday night prayer meeting. Although it does kind of help get the mind and things stirred up a little bit. But I just wanted to make sure that come on, folks, give me a little break, okay? And I'm not saying that because of just me, but anyway, things ought to stir us up a little bit when you think about it. But when I head off to church, it's a good experience. And
amen.
I hope everybody looks to that way. And of course, it's Wednesday night coming up tonight.
So I pray everybody's
first Wednesday night
plans.
Of the year.
Yeah, be in your place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so,
I had to throw the
disclaimer out there just to let everybody know I'm not that bad guy going in there all fired up with fire and brimstone every time.
And I do not own stop sticks or Tannerite.
No, we don't own them.
I
was down at Academy last week and I had one in my hand. I had a container of Tannerite.
They sell that?
Oh, yeah.
What is it used for?
It's basically, that's what it's used for. You make targets with it and blow them up.
Okay.
You put it in a target and you blow it up. It just gives you this nice, soothing feeling of getting to blow something
up. Of accomplishment.
Yes, that's right. the reason why I had it in my hand is because someone apparently decided they didn't want to buy it.
Oh.
So they left it. On a counter going toward checkout, which is probably not a good idea for a little kid or somebody to pick up.
Yeah.
And so a box of 38 rounds with it.
So you kind of know
so
what
I kinda,
they had in mind.
Yeah, I knew what they had in mind. So I kind of picked it up and walked it back to the, to the ammo and gun department and handed it back to the guy. And he goes, I said, I just picked these up at the front register, near the front register. I figured you might want to have them back here. He said, oh, thank you very much for bringing these back.
Yeah.
Because apparently they just didn't want to buy them. But that stuff,
it's nothing to play around with.
No.
And I say it jokingly.
We say stop ticks, stop sticks. It's
jokingly,
just, it'd probably be a remedy for a lot of things, and we say it jokingly. But.
Yes, we do. I don't own any. I've never used any.
No.
Let's see.
Although I wish I had a
time or two, I wish I would have used them had I had them. Yeah. Oh, my. Well, we'll go ahead and jump in here to Swap Shop for today, 828-884-9427, if you have an item for us.
All right. We've got some things added today here, or yesterday. Here's some mixed puppies. They've got multiple colors available. They're the small size, very sweet, $50 rehoming fee. 556-0780, 556-0780.
A double-breasted red wool Pendleton coat. It's a size 8. They're asking $50. 891-1603, 891-1603.
Here's a job opportunity. The Fairview Rest Home is looking to hire an activities director and 3 nurse's aides or CNAs. Prefer some experience, must apply in person at 3016-3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview, North Carolina, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call Kathy at 828-628-1565 or Laura at 828-628-1066. Again, those numbers, call Kathy at 628-1565 or Laura at 628-1066.
A 1-year-old male AKC registered German short haired pointer. He is liver roan and ticked color. An outside dog, and they would recommend he stay one because true to his breed, he's active and just needs a place where he can get out and run. He's good with other animals and kids, and said would make a good dog for maybe somebody who hunts. They're rehoming him because they just don't have the space that he needs to run free. They're asking a rehoming fee of $800 or best offer. They paid $1,200. This is in the Pisgah Forest area. Please text 828-384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
Here are some chainsaws for sale. They have a 361 steel for $600, a 250 steel for $300, and 2 562 XP Husqvarnas for $600 each. They've all been serviced, and any offer will be considered. 551-6060, 551-6060.
A missionary family on deputation is looking to buy a travel trailer camper. Again, they're looking to purchase this. 678-356-9349. Again, 678-356-9349.
And here's a mixed hound dog. He's tan and white, or she, he or she, 23 weeks old, up to date on all its shots, and it's a very sweet natured dog. Call for more information, 904-400-4308, 904-400-4308.
And that's the items we have for today. Let me quickly check email. I don't see that anything else has come in.
Okay.
Wanted to just give a reminder that the I-40 construction over in the Iron Duff, Fines Creek area continues. They've got it down to one lane in each direction. And it is the westbound folks seem to be bearing the brunt of the backup today.
Mm.
And so if you're going to be traveling over to Sevierville, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and heading that way, you're going to have a little bit of time added to your trip.
Yeah.
And use the weekend, it's more impacting. Of course, folks are traveling maybe over that way. So just keep it in mind. And if you're looking for alternatives, you can go 26 over to Johnson City and then grab 40 there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 81, actually.
My GPS tried to take me across Hot Springs the other night, and I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, that's during the day, and if you don't get car sick.
Yeah, I went Friday evening, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, it added about 25 minutes to the trip, which ain't so bad considering I probably didn't want to make all those curves going out down through Hot Springs and then over.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but even though that's the way GPS is taking people now. So, but also, no large vehicles, no camper trailers, no tractor trailers. Don't go that way if you have any of those.
I heard somebody was putting out an alert that there was an 18-wheeler taking that route.
No.
And they were putting the word out because some of those curves, it's a challenge making it in a car.
Yeah.
I can't imagine an 18-wheeler. God love him.
Mm-mm.
He may be stuck over there somewhere.
No doubt.
But, and also, if you're thinking 441, just keep in mind, if we've got any bad weather, you know, those higher elevations, they'll be closing that if we get some of that snow.
All right, very good.
All righty. Well, we got a couple of things in Carolina calendar.
Well, we've got a couple of things starting next week. Coming up on the 8th, the Love Valley Baptist Church in Kings Mountain is asking folks to join them for their 2024 winter revival, the 8th through the 11th of January at 7 o'clock each evening. Pastor Chad Watson, David Young, Barry Rackley, and Jeff Brown will be preaching, with special music by the Lancaster family, Pastor Josh Montgomery, the Love Valley Adult Choir, and the Love Valley Ensemble. Pastor, the host, Barry Philbeck, and the Love Valley family welcome you to join them. They're located at 2032 Bethlehem Road in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Call 704-730-0075 for more information.
Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville, appreciate those good folks. They're underwriting our general operating budget today.
Mm-hmm.
But they invite you to join them for their 2024 Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February 12th and 13th. They'll start services Monday afternoon at 2. They'll break for supper at 5:30 and then come back that evening at 7. And then on Tuesday, they'll have breakfast starting at 8:30 and then services begin at 9:30 and will continue throughout the day. Of course, they'll break for meals. Monday night at 7, Pastor Tony Finney will be preaching. And then Tuesday night at 7, Pastor Alfred Willis will be preaching. The morning and afternoon preachers will be called from the floor. They'll have special music by the Thrin family.
Mm.
Pastor David Reed and the Bible Baptist family welcome you to join them. The church is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. And if you need more information, 704-648-6345.
And coming up tomorrow, the Mills River Town Council will meet on Thursday, January the 11th at 6:30 in the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
And the Winter Jubilee continues at Hemp Hill Baptist Church in Waynesville. And let me move forward tonight. That service is at 6:30. And tonight, Dr. Scott Dodson Jr. is preaching and the Dodson family singing. Tomorrow night, Pastor Ronald Roberts will preach, and Andrew and Mary Beth Jones will be there. Then Friday night, Dr. Ricky Gravely and Pastor Keith Watkins will be preaching, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Youth Choir will be singing. And again, everyone is welcome. The Hemp Hill Baptist Church is located at 1829 Hemp Hill Road in Waynesville.
And the Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville invite you to their New Year's Jubilee starting on the 7th of January, running through the 10th, with Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 12 noon, and then Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Brother Larry Raines, Brother Brian McBride, Brother Mark Stroud, and Brother Tony Finney will be preaching. The Progress Baptist Church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville, and Pastor Doug Raines and the Progress family welcome everyone. All right.
And that's a wrap.
That's got it.
I did want to say happy birthday to Gloria Faye Carson.
Okay.
Hope it's a great day for you.
All right. Congratulations.
How about we finish up today with a song from 11th Hour?
I love it.
How about this song? I love this song. It's entitled He Still Does.
He Still Does.
We'll see you in church tonight, folks.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
People say that He can heal the broken. People say He answers when we call. People say His arms are always open for the runaways, the outcast, and the lost. I've heard the stories of how He used to move, but I'm standing here today as living proof. He still does. He has never changed. He's still the God who's strong enough to say, and He's still here, He's still on His throne. If it seems He can't reach the too far gone, He still does. I can say He holds me through,
the trials. I can say that he's the closest kind of friend. I can say that he's been with me every mile, and he's promised to be with me till the end. I can tell a thousand stories of how changed. He's still the God who's strong enough to save, and he's still here, he's still on his throne. If it seems he can't reach the too far gone, he still never changed. He's still the God who's strong enough to save. He's still here, he's still on his throne. If it seems he can't reach the too far gone, if it seems he can't reach the too far. He doesn't love you, this I know.